From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama holds emergency meeting on Ebola. Russian and Ukrainian presidents talk of peace in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama says the risk of a widespread Ebola outbreak in the United States is very, very low if all the proper protections are taken. Speaking at a cabinet meeting on Ebola Wednesday, Mr. Obama called for an emergency federal medical team to be immediately deployed to any hospital where an Ebola case is diagnosed to ensure that those preventative steps are taken. Earlier, the UN Security Council issued a statement saying the world has failed to adequately respond to West Africa's Ebola crisis. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a healthcare worker, Amber Vinson, took a commercial flight from Cleveland, Ohio to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas Airport on Monday. The CDC says she is being moved to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia for Ebola treatment. Liberia's transport minister placed herself in quarantine following reports that her driver died of Ebola. Angela Cassell Bush is not affected with the Ebola virus, but decided to voluntarily isolate herself. Two car bombs in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, have killed at least seven people, including a national intelligence officer. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both blasts Wednesday. The U.S. Embassy in Ethiopia is warning of a possible terrorist attack in part of the capital, Addis Ababa. The embassy says it received reports that Somali militant group Al-Shabaab intends to target Bole, a southeastern district of the city. The location of the alleged possible attack is not known, but the embassy warns restaurants, hotels, and places of worship should be avoided until further notice. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says U.S. warplanes are bombing targets in the Syrian border town of Kobani in support of the town's Kurdish defenders, while warning that Islamic State extremists could seize the embattled enclave. U.S. General John Allen says the strikes are aimed at giving the town's defenders time to organize. U.S. analysts believe the strikes have killed several hundred IS fighters. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Kurdish fighters retook two Islamic State positions and pushed back militants from several streets, but the Islamic State retains control of about half of Kobani. Islamic State militants continue to unleash a daily wave of multiple car bombings in the Iraqi capital Baghdad and across other parts of the country in an apparent bid to destabilize Iraq's faltering military forces, Eldred Uranian reports.
Following another round of bloody attacks Tuesday, which included at least 25 deaths in the Baghdad district of Qasimiyya, Iraqi officials are scrambling to reassure residents that the capital remains secure. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told a graduating class of military cadets in the town of Nasiriyah Wednesday that security in Baghdad remains tight. He says the capital is being protected by its sons and by its armed forces, and that it is secure. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed options for a peaceful settlement in eastern Ukraine with his Ukrainian counterpart ahead of extended talks in Milan later this week. The phone call with President Petro Poroshenko also addressed an ongoing natural gas dispute between the two countries that overlaps with the ongoing conflict along their shared border, where pro-Russia separatists are in a standoff with government forces. A Hong Kong pro-democracy protester went before the media to show bruises he says were sustained when he was beaten by police on Wednesday. The incident occurred during a police attempt to clear demonstrators blocking an underpass on a key road near Hong Kong government headquarters. Human rights groups are expressing outrage over what happened. Heavy snow and avalanches in Nepal's Himalayas have killed at least 12 people, including 8 foreign hikers. Government officials say 14 hikers have been rescued, but that more deaths are feared as the bad weather continues. U.S. stocks fell sharply during Wednesday's trading, with the Dow off by more than 450 points before recovering some ground by the close. The Dow ended the day down about 1%, but had fallen almost 3% earlier. The stock market decline is the latest in a series of losses that have erased most U.S. stock market gains for the year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.